You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
This is Bloomberg Business Week from Bloomberg Radio.
I'm Jason Kelly.
And I'm Carol Masser. Welcome to the Bloomberg Business Week Extra. It's our weekly podcast bringing you an in-depth interview you will not hear anywhere else.
And this week we caught up with Stuart Butterfield. He's the chairman, CEO of Slack, well known to lots of folks, especially in this age of working from home. We're figuring out new and different ways to work together remotely, to collaborate using technology.
We're doing well, I would say, overall. I mean, so there's a couple of things, threads to separate here. Demand on the business is great, and it's, you know, it's very encouraging and it's energizing, and kind of certainly in the first couple of weeks of March was like a big shot of adrenaline for the team. On the other hand, we have a lot of customers, you know, more or less every country in the world. There's 110,000 of them. Some of them are really struggling, and I think also when you look at employees, it can be difficult to make this transition. Not so much the distributed work or working from home or remote work stuff, but the uncertainty, you know, the fear about the economic impact, the health impacts, and also just the practical reality of being suddenly the primary caretaker through the day and the teacher of your 3-year-old and 5-year-old if you have young kids at home.
Right.
So it's kind of all of the above. It's everything all at once.
Yeah, it's interesting, Stuart. I mean, so much of this, and this is dealt with in the story, and I know you've talked about this a little bit. I mean, some of what we are doing now, it, in many ways, you guys anticipated. Like, in terms of how we need to communicate, what's natural in terms of communication, and yet still, I feel like we're all being tested, and, you know, both as humans and the technology that we used, to their very limits. What has surprised you in terms of sort of synthesizing or maybe bringing those two threads together about our human behavior and technology?
Those are exactly the two threads. And what's really been interesting is we wrote in our S-1, the document you file on your path to becoming public, about the kind of the reason we thought we existed and our role in the world. And that was really to help organizations achieve a greater degree of agility, because we didn't have a global pandemic in mind when we wrote this, but we were talking about just the ever quickening pace of technological change and the changes that has consumer behavior, which can cause changes in competitive behavior, which can cause macroeconomic changes. And the common challenge to all organizations is the ability to kind of maintain alignment in the face of changing conditions and to be responsive enough. So this is, you know, again, not the example that we had in mind, but it's a great illustration of that. And I kind of, it's not funny, I guess, but it's really interesting to me to think back over the last 25 years and how many large organizations had set up with consultants or had their internal strategy teams come up with, you know, here's our plan for telecommuting, or here's what a world of work from home would look like. you know, maybe every 18 months or every couple of years over the last 25 years. And if you looked at those plans, they would say, you know, it would be an 18-month period of pre-planning and a multiple-year rollout. No one, if they were asked 3 months ago, would have said, yeah, we can transition our 50,000-person company to be working from home
right.
a week.
Right.
But when something is absolutely required, what had appeared to be impossible is suddenly possible. And I think what's really interesting about that is I think it'll cause some second order and third order and even fourth order effects of questioning the assumptions that people had about what else was possible, what else was limiting their organization. And particularly for those companies or organizations that had been more resistant to digital transformation generally,
right.
this is a demonstration that A, they can do it, and you know, B, there's real benefits. I mean, in this case, the benefit is survival.
Right.
But there's other opportunities that I bet we can discover if we have a little bit more of an open-minded approach to this stuff.
Well, because Stuart, and it's interesting to hear you say that, because part of what I think we're adjusting to is this notion of you can sort of do anything for a week or two, but you know, for me, I'm on week 6 at this point, mm-hmm. and you can't sort of like fake it or kind of pull it all together with like chicken wire and duct tape. Once you're into week 6, like you sort of got to figure it out because you got to run an organization, which I guess leads me to my next question. Only got about a minute left, and then we're going to continue the conversation in a few minutes. But like, what sticks here, you know, in terms of our behavior and our expectation?
Yeah, it's a great question. And in some respects, too soon to say, I think. In other respects, though, I think that, you know, an open-mindedness and increased, not reliance on, but increased willingness to take advantage of software solutions. And of course, you know, I'm CEO of a software company, so I'm not expecting to say that. But, you know, but what I mean is software and technology generally have automated away those things that are most amenable to automation, which tend to be those things which are most repetitive, kind of mind-numbing, or areas where computers are just plainly better than people. Computers are better at remembering stuff. They're better at doing arithmetic very quickly. And that frees up humans to do those things which humans are uniquely well-qualified to do,
yeah.
things that require intelligence and creativity. And so while there's always some resistance to change, in the backdrop of this kind of incredible, global, unprecedented change, the CEOs I've been talking to suddenly realize, well, geez, that reorg that I had been planning for the last 6 months, but I was apprehensive about implementing, maybe now's a good time. You know, maybe
yeah.
now's a good time to make some of the changes that would have seemed more difficult in normal
right.
times, and suddenly it's been easy by comparison.
Right.
Attention, campers. The new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann. Let it happen.
the number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
Well, we're here with Stuart Butterfield, co-founder, chief executive officer of Slack, on the phone from San Francisco. So, Stuart, one thing I was curious about, because, you know, we heard from Netflix last night, and we know they've had a jump in demand with everybody streaming. You guys, I'd love to get an idea of how many more people are on your platform and the kind of growth you've seen. And I know from what I understand from reading, your retention rate tends to be well over 90%. I'm curious how much of that you expect to stay with you on the other side of the virus.
Unfortunately, I got to be a little bit careful because we're in our quiet period leading up to earnings.
Oh, sorry.
We have made some public statements. Oh, no, no problem. We have made some public statements there. And, you know, one of the things we saw was a huge increase in net new customers. So as of last report, we had 110,000 customers around the world. Obviously, there's, you know, 500 in the Fortune 500, so at least 109,500 of these are not Fortune 500 companies. They're small businesses.
Right.
And we saw a surge in Japan and South Korea earlier, followed by Italy and then the rest of Western Europe, and then the U.S. So obviously kind of coincident with the spread of the virus and the spread of concerns around it. We also saw an enormous increase in utilization among our existing users. So around 20% or maybe 25% increase in messages sent per user per day. We saw expansion among existing customers. But, you know, looking a little bit more forward, we try to be really pragmatic. We had to do our earnings on March 11th, I think it was, maybe March 12th. It was the day, the morning after the Tom Hanks NBA Trump travel ban, that kind of moment that really...
That perfect storm where everybody realized, oh boy, this is happening.
This is real.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and the numbers were so small then, I feel like we were so naive, but it did shift the psychology pretty dramatically. And we're still concerned long run about the macro impact here and what that's going to mean. And some of them are easy to tell, but travel and hospitality obviously is very severely impacted. But if for many people, being out of work for 2 weeks might not be that big of a challenge. Being out of work for 2 months or longer can be a really significant challenge. Now we're talking about tens of millions of people. So we don't want to, you know, certainly it seems a little ghoulish to be excited about the business prospects in the overall environment. We also want to temper the enthusiasm there just because of the uncertainty about what we're going to see in the back half of the year.
Well, so, and that certainly echoes what we heard from Netflix too, Carol.
You know, Jason and I talked with Meg Whitman on the launch of Quibi, and you know, she said to us, "Here she is. She's worked at the office for like 40 plus years, and she's like, I'm working at home and I'm getting stuff done." And made her maybe rethink about this whole idea of working from home. Has the notion of a workplace changed forever in your view?
I think so. It's a little too early to tell again. But I don't know how it's changed. You know, definitely the conversation that we're having, because we had something around 5% of our employees work from home before this started. But that's a very different setup. You know, that means people had a home office set up. They had a good internet connection. They had childcare. When they felt like taking a break, they could walk down to their local cafe and sit outside on the sidewalk and enjoy a coffee or something. This is very different. You can't get a haircut and childcare challenges, being locked up, and all the anxiety. So it's a little bit hard to know what happens when we're on the other side of those things. But it is, for our customer success team, they work with customers after the sale is done to kind of ensure the implementation is smooth and work on change management. They're more effective than before. I mean, first of all, because customers are really paying attention, because this is, obviously important. But also because you cut out, 16 hours of travel on either side of
right.
the engagement. I've had a couple of TVs. I'm actually on Emily's show immediately after this, so stay tuned if you're in range of a TV. But, a lot of those, if I'm in our New York office, it's a 45-minute schlep uptown and then waving around. And it's like hours and hours of overhead. Now it's just like, boom. You can knock them up. And I get great meetings with executives at other companies on short notice. So there's some real advantages here, and that I think we at Slack, the company, but I think the people broadly will be opportunistic about what we retain here and what we want to bring back about the old culture.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, and only got about a minute left here, Stuart, and we know you've got to get on to your next engagement, which is, of course, as you said, with our colleague Emily Chang. So tune into Bloomberg Technology, as you mentioned. But I do wonder, as you've sort of stress tested the product through all this, what have you learned that you may implement sooner than maybe you anticipated in terms of new products or features? Or what have you learned about maybe customers' behavior? Only got about a minute.
Yeah, so we've been seeing a lot of demand for everything, and that deeper integrations on the platform side is something that we've been very engaged in and very successful in so far. You know, one thing that I've been personally thinking about quite a bit is like easier and simpler forms of video communication. So not video calls per se, but more asynchronous video. You're seeing a lot of interesting startups doing stuff in those spaces. We're excited about what we see there. But making it easier for people to kind of record short clips, because I want to be conscious of time, I'll leave it there.
And that was Stuart Butterfield, the chairman and CEO of Slack. And really interesting to catch up with him. Silicon Valley, it's been a place we keep going back to, Carol, to understand how they are assessing all of this and how technology may help us. And interestingly, at a time or coming off of a time, I should say, where people were a little skeptical about tech, now we're all embracing it.
Right. We've been talking a lot about how innovation often comes out of crisis. And we're seeing a lot of those tech companies, you know, formerly competitors, now coordinating and working together, collaborating to help figure out solutions for this crisis. All right. You've been listening to Bloomberg Business Week Extra.
Be sure to tune in to Bloomberg Business Week Radio live Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Wall Street time on Bloomberg Radio. I'm Jason Kelly.
And I'm Carol Masser. This is Bloomberg.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.